Welcome to the Banner of Truth broadcast. The following program of inspiration is brought to you by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. You can find one or more Free Reformed Churches in this station's listening area. And now, the Banner of Truth with Pastor Hans Overduun, the minister of the Calgary Free Reformed Church.
Dear friends, in view of Canadians celebrating a national holiday called Thanksgiving Day in October each year, and the Americans having their November Thanksgiving Day holiday this coming weekend, today's message is about being truly thankful to God. Thanks be to God is a repeated phrase in the Bible. You find it, for instance, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14, and 2 Corinthians 8, verse 16, and 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. Thanks be to God. Let me read to you from some of the Psalms also expressing the call to live in godly gratitude to the Lord. Listen, for instance, to just part of Psalm 136, the first three verses and the last verse. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. And then going to verse 26 of the psalm, the last verse we read again, in case you missed it. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. We find Paul saying in Colossians 3, verse 15, to Christians in his day also, and be ye thankful. The same apostle exhorts as well, we are bound to give thanks always. These New Testament exhortations fit alongside the many Old Testament texts urging the same. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. That's a repeated phrase in the Old Testament, as in the New Testament, the call. Thanks be to God. Is your mind and heart today and this week thankful to the Lord? And are you living in daily gratitude to the God of the Bible for all his mercies and loving kindnesses, day by day, week after week, year by year? With the National Thanksgiving Day in the United States this week, a time where many are given a holiday from work, even a paid holiday, to give thanks and gather as families to give thanks and to enjoy Thanksgiving Day and turkey dinner, etc. Oh, how good, dear friends, to pause and consciously and conscientiously to express thanks to the Lord for all his blessings. Will you be doing that? Surely, when we are faithful and fruitful Christians, we know by God's grace to give thanks to God is our lifelong calling. Never should you and I be distracted from this calling. And always we should be more and more devoted in this calling, even for as long as we live. But the sad reality is, isn't it, even for God's people, that too often we can fall into ungrateful complaining and murmuring rather than living lives of gratitude and thanksgiving to God before him and our neighbor. Murmuring and complaining in discontent was and is all too common a problem in our fallen world, even among those who may enjoy so much of this world's treasures and pleasures. Paul writes in Philippians 2, verse 14, these convicting words, do all things without murmurings and disputings. And in 1 Timothy 6, verse 6, he says, by the Spirit of God, but godliness with contentment is great gain. David in Psalm 103 reminds himself of the calling to be thankful when he exhorts and encourages himself and others, saying, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So today in this radio message further now, let us just think some more about this call to give thanks to God. Thanks be to God is our thankful theme. Let us learn some truths about Thanksgiving, or remind ourselves of some basic biblical teaching, really, gospel Christian teaching about being truly thankful. Will you notice with me, first of all, from God's word, true thanksgiving is God-directed. God-directed. That is, being truly thankful is not simply a certain feeling of happiness or a sense of contented fulfillment and accomplishment and security. Rather, true thanksgiving is God-focused acknowledgement and recognition of His boundless mercies to us. When the Bible says repeatedly, "Thanks be to God," it is a confession of faith in God, where we confess that He has not dealt with us according to our sins and sinfulness, but in grace and loving kindness has blessed us with countless gifts of love, even for soul and body. Sadly, in this regard, isn't it true each year again with Thanksgiving Day, much Thanksgiving celebration and feasting on that special day and other times is not at all an expression of thanks be to God. It is more celebration what people think of as their own achievements and good luck and success on their hard work. But true Christians are different in owning, as the psalmist of Psalm 139 also relates, and as expressed in a Psalter's song based on that psalm, "All that I am, I owe to Thee. Thy wisdom, Lord, has fashioned me. I give my Maker thankful praise, whose wondrous works my soul amaze." Thanks be to God when it's true thanksgiving. When you anticipate another Thanksgiving Day celebration this coming week, just consider how many reasons to be thankful to God. Has the Lord not been gracious and merciful to you too, another year, in countless ways even? Think of the freedoms we enjoy in Canada and USA and in other places as well. But speaking especially from North American perspective, consider our housing blessings, our food and drink abundance, our transportation privileges, our medical benefits, our health blessings, our church blessings, our work opportunities still, our family joys, our clothing supplies, our luxuries of holidays and toys and leisure enjoyments, our parks and country and province and city and state infrastructure. And then most of all, what about all our gospel privileges and riches with the Bible and the gospel preaching available to us in so many occasions for learning more and more of the unspeakable gift of God as granted to us in and through Christ Jesus, the Savior of sinners. When you compare the blessings enjoyed in the Western world, for the most part, oh, how much more than others we have, and that is freely granted and daily given to us, ultimately always again from the Lord. Consider even just the fact of freedom of religion, and that Christians may go to church openly, and we may have the blessing of the preached word, the preached gospel, and the two Christian sacraments of baptism and Lord's Supper, in addition to that word preached on a regular basis. What about the blessing, too, of enjoying and benefiting from the gift of the fellowship of believers, the communion of saints? Should we not be most thankful, too, for the privilege of not only being able to work and provide for our own needs, but being able to help others and being able to promote the cause of the Lord and the furtherance of His church and kingdom around the world? Then too, must we not say there's reason to be thankful also for the way the Lord helped through hard times again this past year? Were there not hard times also in your lives, yours and mine, even perhaps now still? Yet the Lord has not forsaken His people, and God in Christ promises and proves His comfort and help, even in the darkest and most difficult and sorrowful of times. How many Christians can speak of so much help from God, even in darkest and most difficult of times? Psalm 107 tells of different hard situations God's people go through, but how God is always the Almighty Savior God for all who trust and follow Him. And then you have then in that psalm the repeated text at least four times, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." Yes, for there is so much reason indeed to be thankful, and our text now emphasizes this. Let us express our thanks to God. To God above, our triune God as revealed in Christ, the Savior of sinners. In Luke chapter 17, we are told the story of 10 lepers healed by Jesus at their request. But only one came back to give thanks to the Savior. Only one, the Samaritan, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Are you today in this Thanksgiving week, thinking now especially of the Americans, like that healed leper, so thankful to God his Savior? Or not? The other 9 lepers, healed by Jesus, failed to be thankful to God. Are you more like the 9 who had no thought nor time to be thankful to God, or like the 1 who humbly and joyfully thanked the Lord for his mercies to him? Oh, if we are honest, isn't it true, even as Christians, are we not all more quick to pray to God for help and blessing than to thank him for his help and his blessings? Thanks be to God, our text exhorts. For as Paul says too in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7, for who makes you to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if you did receive it, why do you glory or boast as if you had not received it? Thanks be to God, you see, for of him and through him and to him are all things, and to God alone be all the glory. Always every good and perfect gift in life, for body and soul, comes from the Lord in his mercy and loving kindness to us. Yes, we can be thankful to others in our lives, to each other in our families too, and to one another in the congregations we worship, and to those serving for our good in one way or another in our lives, in our society and country and government, etc. But ultimately, dear friends, our thanksgiving is to be God-focused and God-directed. To the God of the Bible, sing praises to him and give him thanks, and all his goodness show, is the exhortation of Scripture, as expressed also in Psalter's song, based on Psalm 147. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, the psalmist says in Psalm 75, verse 1. If it is well, dear friends, not just on Thanksgiving holidays, but from day to day, all our life long, there are boundless reasons for this to be our testimony before God and each other, and before the watching world. Thanks be to God. When you and I are thankful especially to God for all his mercies and blessings, that too is something by itself to be so thankful for. Yes, because you see, it is not because you are better than others that you live thankfully before God and others, but God has so blessed you then under the ministry of his word and by his spirit that by his grace you have come to see when it is well. There is so much reason for thanksgivings, and our thanksgivings must be focused on the Lord, the giver of every blessing. For his goodness and mercy endures forever. We read over and over in that Psalm 136. And God triune has planned and accomplished a way that his people, as many as turn from sin and trust in him, might know this gospel truth about God's mercy and grace, and enjoy this most wonderful blessing of God for ourselves, not only in this life, but even forevermore in the world to come. Here we come then also to a second key truth that our text phrase teaches us. Thanks be to God. Very interestingly, the New Testament word for thanks is closely related and almost interchangeable to the word also for grace. And what we can learn from this is that true thanksgiving to God also is known and shown when you and I realize and cherish the grace of God towards us as revealed in Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. True thanksgiving to God can't be shown apart from us knowing the grace of God in our lives by Christ Jesus. The reality about our sinful selves by nature is that we are always undeserving of every blessing from God, being a guilty, defiled, sinful people by nature. You and I, along with this whole fallen world, deserve of ourselves only God's everlasting wrath and temporal and eternal punishment for all our sins and sinfulness. But the gospel tidings of the Bible proclaim the precious good news that God sent his only beloved Son to be the Savior of sinners. That Savior, Jesus Christ, come in the fullness of time, he left the riches and comforts of heavenly glory to come to this earth as sin-bearer and to serve as perfect, complete Savior of sinners. What a man of sorrows he was here on earth when bearing the curse of God, especially on sinners' behalf and suffering the relentless assaults of Satan against himself and the mocking and scoffing of sinners in ridicule of himself. What poverty and hunger and shame and pain Jesus suffered as the just for the unjust, bearing the sins of his people. It all climaxed, as we know, on the cruel cross of Calvary, where Jesus was crucified in the sinner's place to make full atonement for sin and to reconcile sinners like us to God his Father. What indescribable agonies of soul and body Jesus suffered and endured on the cross in making full payment for sin and at the same time offering up to God a perfect righteous life on sinners' behalf. Oh, God's people never can forget it and always come back to this, how all our blessings for soul and body come to us ultimately because of Christ the Savior and his once-for-all sacrifice on sinners' behalf. And the exceeding riches of God's grace towards us is boundless now in and through Christ the Savior when we are trusting and following him. The expression thanks be to God is used by Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, when telling of Christ's victory over sin, Satan, death, and hell for his people, even for as many as trust and follow him in true faith and repentance. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, exclaims Paul. Yes, Paul says too in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15, in the same light, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift, inexpressible gift, as freely granted to us in and with Christ, the crucified and risen Redeemer, who gave his life a ransom for many. Oh, in and through the Savior Jesus Christ, trusting and following him as only Savior and Lord, dear friends, you and I may have our sins washed away and our sinfulness overcome, and we become more than conquerors over Satan and this world, and we have victory even over death. True Christians looking to Jesus the Savior and abiding in him and his word are guaranteed by God's grace certain escape from eternal hell and sure entrance into everlasting heaven for eternal life there. And in glory the redeemed live in fullness of life, being there in body and soul in a perfect way, in endless praise and joy and peace forevermore, in the blessed presence of God himself in the new heavens and earth, world without end. Dear friends, what can compare to such blessing and such promise also for the future? There is no other good news like this to be found anywhere. And true thanksgiving now, you see, recognizes this and confesses this Christian gospel truth and treasure. It makes God's people also on special days and with times of thanksgiving most thankful, even when this year times may have been tough and rough and money may be short and health may be failing and loved ones even dying. The truth is, the poorest Christian on earth, knowing the grace of God in Christ Jesus and the love of God the Father for Jesus' sake and the comforting ministry of the Holy Spirit as sent by the Father and the Son, oh, such a Christian has far more reasons for thanksgiving to God than the richest man on earth who doesn't know and believe in God as revealed in Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. Thanks be to God is thankfulness saturated with the receiving and realizing and rejoicing in the grace of God for us in and through Christ, the Savior of sinners. Do you do this? So thank the Lord, and will your Thanksgiving celebration in life also reflect this Christian thankfulness? Unbelievers are not truly thankful to God, and they can't be and won't be. Oh, in this coming week, they may celebrate Thanksgiving Day too, however, doing so with not even mentioning God as the source of every blessing in life. Sadly, even in this so-called Christian West in our present day, how few people take time to give thanks for their daily bread even, giving a word of prayer before they eat or after they eat, or both. How sad, too, as if all the food and drink just came there by itself, and that it can nourish and strengthen us all on its own accord. Do you and I have any idea how much the body has to work well together for just a single morsel of food or drink of water, truly to be received by us and really to be a blessing to us. But even to be mindful of this, our food and drink, and to allow a word of grace, perhaps, from someone in the family with the turkey dinner this week, but then still basically to discount and deny and really not believe and trust and follow Jesus Christ as only Savior and Lord, God's most precious gift for all of us, and someone we so desperately need, each one, shall we be truly saved? Oh, just to disregard him, dear friends, that is the height of wicked ingratitude and wretched unthankfulness. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And will you despise him, this gift so inexpressible and most wonderful and most needed by us? God forbid any of you now hearing this broadcast will so live and die, never really confessing and demonstrating, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for Jesus. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 2:14, now thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. And I ask, dear friends, isn't that the heartbeat of true Christian thanksgiving when it is well with us? We say, thanks be to God, especially for Jesus. Thanks be to God, truly expressed, as taught in the Bible, is thanks from you and me, God-focused, and thanks that is grace-minded, and owning at bottom every blessing in life is all for Jesus' sake alone. Oh, such is Christian thanksgiving, and may such be much evident in our lives, not just with special Thanksgiving days, but indeed all the days of our life. Saying that, we also need to mention yet one more truth, just from the repeated scripture phrase, thanks be to God. Not only does this phrase bring out true thanksgiving is a matter always God-focused and grace-minded, but also it relates giving thanks is never a one-time matter, nor a one-time thing, but rather it's a lifetime calling. While the word thanks is in the original in the singular, yet it is to be understood as a lifetime of thanks. Is there not endless reasons too for you and me to have a wholehearted attitude and mindset of constant gratitude to God? For who he is, for what he's done, and what he promises and pledges and gives from out of his abundance of mercy, all for Jesus' sake alone. Oh, give thanks! Oh, give thanks! Oh, give thanks! The psalmist of Psalm 136 exhorts. And then again, oh, give thanks! Why? Because, as repeated 26 times in that one psalm, just for his mercy endures forever. The word for mercy there in the Hebrew is chesed, which is the beautiful, full covenant term telling of God's loving kindness towards us in and through his salvation work by Christ Jesus. Literally, the second half of the text 26 times in Psalm 136 confesses, forever is God's covenant love and loyalty towards us, you might say. As one study Bible put it, all God does throughout this world, and especially for his people, is soaked in his faithful love. Surely never can we be done then giving thanks to God for all his mercies now and forevermore in and through Christ. And always there's reason for thankful thoughts and words and deeds before God and others when one of the Lord's redeemed children. One way of giving thanks too is with showing our gratitude to God, with giving of our first fruits for the Lord and for his church, for the ongoing ministry of the word, and for the care of others around us. Thankfulness is not for nothing described in terms of thanksgiving, giving also of our tithes and praise to God and in care for those around us, giving of our love and service to others in their needs as God gives us opportunity. Just being polite and courteous to others, showing a spirit of humble thanksgiving for the least blessing and care granted us, is so upbuilding and God-honoring too. The point is, dear friends, being thankful truly can wonderfully be shown in so many ways, really, can't it? And being genuinely thankful, again, isn't only a one-time act, but a heartfelt lifetime calling when it's well with us. And when you are truly thankful, you know there's so many delightful ways to express true thanksgiving before God and our neighbor. Yes, then we say with the psalmist of Psalm 116, as expressed in yet another Psalter song, "What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? How shall my soul by grace restored give worthy thanks, O Lord, to thee? Within his house, the house of prayer, I dedicate myself to God. Let all his saints his grace declare and join to sound his praise abroad." Even so will you too, by God's grace, yes, give thanks to God. If you are someone who doesn't know this spirit of true thanksgiving before God and your neighbor, why not ask the Lord to teach you this spirit of true Christian thanksgiving? Come to Jesus to learn what it means truly to be thankful before God and your neighbor. Come to Jesus. You may come even now and ask him to lead you to, in true repentance and faith and true Christian thanksgiving. For sure, don't live on being unthankful before God and others even one single day longer. No, for definitely there is nothing, dear friends, more delightful and meaningful and enriching than living a life of true thanksgiving, ever testifying in thought, word, and deed before God and our neighbors. Thanks be to God. Lives lived in true thanksgiving are most blessed lives, and lives of so great blessing also for those around them. I mean, who wouldn't far rather live with a thankful person than someone unthankful and complaining always and being disgruntled and dissatisfied on so many fronts? God help us be truly thankful at home, at work, at school, and in our church, and in our community and countries, because it is so pleasant and good and fruit-bearing and God-honoring above all when you and I live so each day by God's grace. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord here and now. Do you hear? For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Thanks be to God. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, thus, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And it is only through Christ Jesus and in him, being joined to him in true faith and repentance, dear friends, that we learn the way of true thankfulness now and forevermore. Thanks be to God then also for this sermon on true and everlasting thanksgiving. Are you thankful to God for this Christian thanksgiving message now too? Thanks be to God. Amen. Dear friends, this radio broadcast is not meant as a substitute for worshiping in a faithful Bible-believing church. If you are not currently worshiping in such a church, you are most welcome to come to our services. To learn about the Free Reformed Churches in your area, check our website at www.frcna.org. Again, www.frcna.org. If you have been blessed by this message, or you would like a free copy of today's broadcast, you can write to The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. That's The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. We are always glad to hear from our listeners. And now, until next week, the Lord be with you all.
For more information about the Banner of Truth and the Free Reformed Churches of North America, visit our website at www.frcna.org. These radio messages are also being posted on the Internet and can be downloaded for free. Visit www.sermonaudio.com and search on the Banner of Truth. Please join us again next week for the Banner of Truth broadcast.